listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are joined now by Dave Parker on our Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Parker is a seven-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion, 1978 NL MVP, RBI leader, batting champion, you name it, a fantastic baseball career. And he joins us on Sports Map Radio. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You're also the author of Cobra, Your Life and the Memoirs of Your Life. First of all, just a fantastic career, but also things off the field and the things that you're involved with. Give us the sort of inspiration to put it all down on paper for people.
Well, I got a foundation called 39 Foundation, which raised money for research for Parkinson's, because yeah. I have Parkinson's. So that's what I'm doing mostly now. Occasionally, I do some with my grandchildren pertaining to baseball and football. But I'm having more good days than bad, and I can't complain.
You got it. Let's talk about those Pittsburgh Pirate days earlier in your career, and especially the team that went on to win the World Series in 79 in Baltimore. They playing with Willie Stargell, Kent Tekulve, the atmosphere in Pittsburgh around that team. What was it like to be a Pirate in the 70s in the city of Pittsburgh?
It was great. You know, we had a good ball club. We had a never-die attitude. And that was reflected in the city of Pittsburgh. You know, fans were blue-collar mentality, and they were there to support us.
Winning the World Series in 79, down 3-1 to the Orioles, what was the confidence level like in you guys coming back to win that championship?
Well, we never lost confidence in us as a team. I think the turning point to that series was when they did the introductions on the fifth game in Pittsburgh. They called the lineup, and guys were being introduced from Baltimore, and Pat Kelly got on the line and did a little dance. And it seemed like everybody on the team at one time said, "Let's see you dance the seventh game." And true enough, it got to the gang, and he was the last out.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, wasn't he the last out of that series, too?
He was the last out. Poetic justice.
Absolutely. You guys won the series in 79, sandwiched between two Super Bowl championships in Pittsburgh. It became a city of champions. What was the relationship with you guys as the Pirates to the players of the Steelers? I know Tony Dungy has talked openly about how much he was rooting for you guys, having played for Pittsburgh, and kind of grew an affection for your ball club, even though he was in San Francisco.
Right. Tony was a great guy, good fan. He would come by the clubhouse. See how we put on our show, because we put on a show every day. Bill Gardner and myself arguing with each other when we had Doc Ellis and Dave Justy had a feud going. But we kept things lively, and that kept us loose.
So the swinging of the sledgehammer in the is that practical or was that intimidation? Did that work better than just a donut on a bat?
It works better than a donut because all the weight is at the end.
Ah,
and,
gotcha.
It was an intimidating factor.
Okay. Well, it looked intimidating to me as a kid watching that. What was your relationship with Willie Stargell? Is it true you're kind of responsible for the Pops nickname for Stargell?
Yeah, I nicknamed him Pops. He was getting old, and he was passing the torch on to me. And the name Pop was very fitting.
You moved back to your hometown, played for the Reds from 84 to 87. Pete Rose on that team. Pete, what was it like to play with Pete, a guy? You talk about this in your book, Cobra. You guys were from the same neighborhood, from similar background. What was your relationship with Pete like? What's your relationship with Pete Rose today?
Well, Pete was a thrill and a challenge to play against. And it was even a bigger thrill to play with him. So he and I established a relationship with each other because of our baseball play. And we are tight now. He's the guy that'll call me on Christmas, surprise me. So we're still tight.
People talk about his career, and people say, boy, you know what, despite all the gambling problems, he loved baseball. From a guy that knew him and from a guy that played with him, how much did he really love baseball?
He loved it. And, you know, he was a lot like me in that category. I used to get mad because we didn't make the last out, and I didn't get to play no more for that day. So he had that same type of approach to play. And he loved it that way.
Do you think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean, it's what you do on the field. I think people should start looking at that. You know, repeat that rule 21. It's too hard to get around.
Yeah. You were one of the first baseball players to make $1 million. And some people didn't react kindly to that. What were you going through to have such a reward for a contract, but have people feeling like it wasn't right for a player to make that kind of money or whatever they were feeling back in those days with that contract?
Well, I think that it was the two major industries were not doing that well, and they couldn't identify to somebody making $1 million a year. So, it was something that they were facing that was tough for them to face, and they just couldn't justify me making that kind of money.
Were you able to separate that? How did it affect you as a player?
I just took it out on the baseball.
Yeah, certainly did. And, you were good.
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's talk about later in your career. You kind of bounced around for a few teams, but you overall had a long career. When you look back on it, from early part to the end, and all the parts in the middle, how do you evaluate what you've been able to do in Major League Baseball?
Hall of Fame type numbers, Hall of Fame type results. Those are the things that I've done in baseball. $1 million is pocket change now.
Right, yeah, sure is. Give us some. Who were some of the pitchers when you were facing that you just said, "God, this guy, I really got to study this guy."
Well, Carlton, you study him all you want, but you wasn't going to hit that slide in the middle of the plate out.
Yeah,
he's had a slider that he'd throw at the middle of the plate, and once you approach it to hit it, it's over in the other batter's box. He was by far the toughest guy I faced.
You came from a time where National League and American League really did matter. Like, the leagues were different. The leagues had a different style of play. Very early in your career, and all the way through to your Cincinnati years, you were in the National League. You did play in the American League. Do you like interleague play? Do you like the designated hitter? Do you like the way the baseball seems to be homogenous and coming together as one?
I like the DH of baseball. I think it gives elderly players an opportunity to play throughout their career. And baseball is too slow, and it's not fundamentally sound right now. That's the way I look at it. Guys make that kind of money, got to know what base to throw to and to hustle down to first base on routine ground balls, get the fans a little more than they get.
I do have to ask you, We Are Family. Every time I hear that song, I think of your team. I think of that championship team. Where did that come from? How did that develop? How did you guys embrace that song and that mentality?
Well, we were in a rain delay at Three Rivers, and Stargill, myself, and Jacoby was sitting in the dugout, just watching the rain and the scoreboard. And Willie looked at me and Jacoby and said, you like that song? And Jacoby said, yeah. Willie said, well, we're going to make that our theme song for the rest of the year. And that's how it started. Willie decided that he wanted to Sister Sledge, We Are Family, to be the song. And it ended up being very fitting.
That's awesome. That's great. Dave Parker on a Progressive Guest Line. Good luck with the book. Cobra is the name. It gives you good insight into your life and your career. And good luck with the foundation. And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, Dave Parker on a Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. I remember collecting baseball cards as a kid in the early 80s, and I couldn't get Dave Parker. I always got Mike Easler for whatever reason. I always got plenty of him for the Pirates, but I couldn't get Dave Parker. I did get Kent Tekulve's card. I got that a lot. I remember that, but I remember wanting like Parker's card, and very rare to find it in my pack of Tops with the bubble gum.
See, I got Dave Parker card, but Dave Parker A's.
Yeah, A's, right, yeah.
Never got a Pirates one.
I got the Pirates. I mean, I started collecting cards probably 81, 82, so it was a couple of years after his World Series run, but yeah, I loved the Pirates team, but man, that was a fun 79 series. That was if you watch some old clips of it, Al Michaels doing the games as a, you know, early 30s broadcast, mid 30s broadcaster. Just fun baseball. But again, Three Rivers Stadium, what a terrible place for a game. That turf, just gross. Gross. And the Orioles Memorial Stadium, that wasn't exactly a gem either. And it was terrible weather, and it was just terrible. I was just, but they were down 3-1 and had a lot of fun. And he's right about Pat Kelly. He kind of showboated and made the final out. The Pirates won the World Series. City of Champions. That's fantastic.
Best hats in baseball.
Oh, yeah, exactly, too. The best hats in baseball. Sort of the, what was that called? What kind of hat was
that? I can't remember.
It's the round flat top. You know, it's kind of, there's a term for it. It's kind of off the top of my head, but I can't quite nail it. All right. As we continue along, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.